Now joined by Adam Pengilly. Morning to you, mate. How are you?
Morning, Jared. Morning, boys. I'm glad Brett's ever got John Stevens there on the weekend. I'm still trying to get my head around DJ. What is he? Hot Dub Time Machine.
Hot Dub Time Machine, mate. He rocked.
I tell you what, though, Adam.
He was great.
He was very, very good.
I heard he was good. I heard he was great. And there was a lot of people dancing, but I just didn't know who he was beforehand. So,
no, neither did I. I thought he was a band. I thought it was a band. But no, yeah. I found out he was the DJ. And he played songs that I knew and young people knew, and it was rocking. It was okay. Very, very good afternoon.
Well, you back up for John Stevens, Laurie, or not?
I'm not coming out this week. I would, though. Yeah, he's okay. One of my favourites, Johnny. He'll have him rocking here on Saturday.
All right, excellent. Looking forward to it.
I'll tell you what else I'll have the crowd rocking is this Queen Elizabeth Stakes.
Yeah, just chatting to Brett, guys. I think it's going to be a small field doing a bit of a ring around yesterday, trying to get the final numbers for the race. Obviously, we'll get the barrier draw and the final field declared a little bit earlier this morning. And to be honest, the small field's not going to detract from the spectacles. We're going to have some of the biggest guns of the Australian turf going head-to-head there on the weekend. Obviously, very elegant, and Dave will be there. Chris Lees is going to back up Mungatu for sure. Dallasan's going to back up after the Doncaster last week as well. Annabelle Neesham's probably going to hold the key to whether they're going to get any decent numbers for this race with the three-year-old Malunga. As well as Zaki, who I thought ran really well in the Doncaster there last week, and they're waiting on one or two others as well. So I wouldn't be expecting a really big field for this Queen Elizabeth Stakes there on the weekend, which I don't think is going to be such a bad thing. And just speaking to Kieran Maher yesterday, I had a quick chat to him and sort of put it to him, saying a lot of people are saying this is just a two-horse race, and he goes, well, they can say that all they like. We're going to beat them there on the weekend. So he's absolutely brimming with confidence about Sir Dragon A coming out of that Tancred Stakes. He's still got a couple of lengths to make up on from the Randbet Stakes there a few weeks ago. He's on the heels of Very Elegant in the Day, but he's super confident about his horse's chances there on the weekend.
What are your thoughts on Montefilia backing up in the Oaks after running fourth in the Derby on Saturday?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if David Payne was going to do it, to be fair, Jerry, but he's come out in the last 24 hours saying that no doubt at all she's going to back up in the Oaks and head towards that race after running the Derby. Maybe in my first assessment of her yesterday morning is probably a little bit harsh. She wasn't too bad in the Derby there along the inside. She's got to tick that box with a really strong sort of mile and a half run. So, provided she comes through that run okay, I think she's obviously going to be one of the leading chances. Obviously, Harmony Rose will be really hard to beat, and she's sort of taken that different path as well in some respects, and she's taken on the boys in the Randwick Guineas early in the preparation. Looking forward to seeing Amaralina, trying to get the pronunciation right, when she gets across here to Australia to take on the Australian fillies in the Oaks. So, Montefilia, I thought the run in the Derby wasn't too bad last week. She needs to take another step or two up, I'd imagine, to be trying winning this race on the weekend.
Adam, is Jamie Carr riding up here on Saturday?
Yeah, there was some conjecture, Laurie, whether she's going to come back for the second day of the championship. But she's going to stay in Melbourne this week to ride at Caulfield. They've got the big meeting with the showdown. I think that $1 million sort of race, which has been a feature race the last couple of years. She desperately wants to try and chase 100 winners for the season down there in Melbourne. She's on about 80 at the moment, so she's not too far off getting that. And I suppose coming up to Sydney for another week is going to give up a good book of rides where she might pick up two or three winners down there in Melbourne. So she won't come back up here to Sydney for the second day of the championship. A bit of a hit-and-run mission winning the Doncaster, and after the firestorm that sort of surrounded the last week, it might be a little bit easier for a lower key meeting down there in Belmont first. She'll keep racking up the winners and keep marching towards that big ton of winners at the end of the season.
Mate, you go and have a good day. Thank you so much.
See you, boys.